I want to welcome you all to Sounds Good. And, you know, I was taken by the idea of the Little Sprouts Garden Club. I've never heard of a garden club for kids. And many years ago, when my nieces were young, one weekend when I had them, I thought, well, we'll just plant something together. And they didn't know how to work a shovel. They didn't even really care. So I think, tell me why you got started. I think it's a great idea.
Well, as a garden center retailer, I get a lot of magazines from across the country about things that other garden centers are doing and what the latest, you know, greatest thing, you know, that's going. And I had read where some garden centers had garden clubs for children or children-related activities in their garden center. And Lindy is works very well with children as a Sunday school teacher and other activities, and used to teach gymnastics. And so I thought it would be something, you know, good that we could incorporate into, you know, into our business. And so we started 3 years ago and going into our fourth year. And it's we've had a really positive response, you know, from it.
Pat, how many kids have been involved so far?
About 56. We've got an email list, and that's how many we've got, you know, that have shown interest, and that's how many we have on our email list. So, but we average, you know, we've had as many as 25 at a time at a certain activity, but we usually average between 10 and 12 that are pretty regular, you know, regular kids.
Now, tell me, I assume that the group meets at Beans to Blossoms.
Yes.
Is it a weekend? Is it a Saturday morning?
It's the first Saturday of every month at 1 o'clock, and we send out a schedule at the beginning of the year telling what the different activities that Lindy and I have come up with for that year. And but it is subject to change, so we send out a notice a week ahead of time to let the parents or grandparents or whoever's going to bring the child, let them know if the time has changed or the activity's changed. And we ask people to let us know, if they can, a week ahead if they're coming, so we can prepare and have, you know, enough materials. But we have people just come in at the spur of the moment. We always have extra because we don't want any child not to be able to participate. What Lindy and I have done, every year we have tried to come up with something different each month, so we don't repeat the same activities each year. We try to come up with something totally different, so the ones that started with us from the beginning, they get to do something different, you know, every time they come and not have to do a repeat.
What's the general age group you're working with?
Anywhere from 3 to 12. You know, the younger ones, they need help. Of course, the parents are there with them. But anywhere from 3 to 12.
And this is definitely a parent-child experience.
Yes.
You require the parents or an older person to be there.
Yes.
Now, let's get to the fun stuff. What projects have you had the most success with?
Well, the first one we ever did was called Terrarium Time. And we used recycled, like, Pepsi bottles, the 2 liters, and we made a terrarium. You know, that was our first one. We had several kids there, and it was a lot of fun. It taught them about recycling and how to take care of, like, plants for the terrarium.
Do the plants that you do in that container, do they sustain over the years? Can the child keep that plant going?
Yes, they can. I mean, if they, you know, do it, if they take care of it like they're supposed to. I'm sure several of them did die, but it's more about the learning process, you know, and some of them will come back and say they've got theirs still going. Some of them, you know, would come back and say theirs died, but it's all about learning, you know.
Sure. And having fun.
Some
of the other ones, I think one of the most unusual is we did a caterpillar where we used pantyhose and we filled it full of potting mix that already had grass seed in it, and we segmented it, you know, and put a face on it, and they took it home and kept it moist, and then when the grass sprouted, it came out, and we called it the very hairy caterpillar, and that got a lot of attention. It was really cute.
And those were pretty successful because we did get some pictures that children had, or their parents had taken and sent us, and they give them haircuts, and that was cute.
We've taught them about vermicomposting, composting with red wiggle worms, you know, and did their own worm habitat, and, you know, that teaches them about composting and taking that and using it, you know, to feed their plants. And then I had bought my grandchildren this product called the Bionic Eye, and it's a magnifier that you can hook up to a TV set. And so we got some pests off of some of our plants, because gardeners do have to put up with pests on their plants, and we put them underneath the Bionic Eye and let them look at little bitty insects, you know, magnified. I forgot how many times it was magnified, but they really, really enjoyed that, because they looked like big monsters on the TV screen, you know, and it was amazing to them, like, what they looked like when they were magnified. So that was pretty cool, I thought. So
You're scanning the agenda.
Yeah, we have 3 years of activities here, so it's I guess we, you know, could talk about some of the ones that we're going to be doing for this year.
Let's start with the March 2nd program, Aromatherapy Play-Doh.
Well, this one is pretty much you make homemade Play-Doh, and then we're going to put, like, lavender in it. We'll do, like, an infusion and some oil, and you're supposed to add a little bit of oil to the homemade Play-Doh, and that kind of makes it more shiny.
Uh-huh.
And then it also, you get the benefits of smelling the lavender while the kids mold and create, and kind of takes tension off by, you know, getting to use their hands.
It gets warmer, and they identify the new scent.
Right, and then they can smell it, and that's just something that, you know, they can learn to make, and the parents can go home and make it also, and just something kind of different. Yes. And we're going to pass around herb, the lavender herb, and then talk about it and the benefits of lavender. So that was something we'll do on March the 2nd.
The Basket of Edibles.
That one is where we are going to let them plant their own. We, you know, as a garden center, we always have color bows where we put lettuce and spinach and different edible plants in it for our retail customers, for those people that, you know, don't maybe have a garden space, and they can learn that they can actually grow edibles on their patio and cut their own salad, you know, without using a lot of space. And so we thought that it would be, you know, fun for them, you know, to have their own. So we're going to let them plant little lettuce plants and spinach and in a little pot. Yeah, nasturtiums, because there are edible flowers and violas
and dill.
And you can actually put those flowers in your salad and make it look pretty, but, you know, it also adds flavor and color. And a lot of people, or a lot of children and maybe adults, don't know that there are edible flowers out there that they can grow and put in their salad or whatever. So
neat. What fun. Then you're going to make a wind chime in May.
We do always plan to have a special activity for Mother's Day in May and Father's Day in June, something specifically that the child can take home to their mother or grandmother, and also, you know, in June for the Father's Day. So
yeah. Incorporate some recycling in there, but it's also something homemade for the child.
Sure.
To go. And then, you know, wind chime is, you know, somewhat garden related.
And this is another great idea, the grilling herbs for Dad in June. Just as simple as assembling a jar full of assorted herbs to be used in grilling.
Yeah, we grow a pretty large selection of herbs in our greenhouse, you know, for sale. And so we are going to take, you know, several of those and dry them, you know, previously for the children, and then we're going to let them assemble together their own, you know, special recipe. We will have guidelines for them to go by, and then Dad can take that and, you know, use it when they're grilling.
Has it been your experience that kids are really into smelling herbs? I mean, it seems to me that if you haven't discovered herbs, that it might be a thrill for a kid to do that.
Mm-hmm. I think that everything that we've done so far, the children have been so interested in every project that we've done. It has really held their attention well. I will have to say they're very well behaved, and they follow instructions well, and it's been a really positive experience for Lindy and I, along, you know, with the children. And I really think it's important to get children outside and to experience what nature has to offer. And of course, childhood obesity is a big problem in America, and I think that children need to get outside and do activities, you know, instead of staying indoors all the time. I know my children, they stayed outside from morning till dark when they were young, you know, so I think it's important to teach them about that.
One other thing I'd like to ask you about is the painting with vegetables down in the fall of the year. How do you do that?
What we're going to do is we're going to take my juicer, and we're going to take garden vegetables such as beets and carrots and kale and blueberries. And there's natural dyes found in certain vegetables, and beets is one that's, you know, probably a real popular one because it has a very strong color itself. So we're going to actually take my juicer in front of them and take the vegetables and juice them individually. And then you're going to add vinegar to that juice. And, of course, they'll have like four different colors, which would be kind of like a reddish pink would be the beets, and the kale would be green, and the carrots would be orange. And the blueberries will be like a blue, purplish blue color. And then we're going to put vinegar in each one, and then we're going to take watercolor paper. So it'll be fall, so we're going to do like a fall watercolor painting.
The vinegar makes the color more intense. And we did talk about actually maybe getting some ingredients and doing a juice and let them taste because juicing is really popular today, you know, and the health benefit of juicing is great. So we did talk about possibly doing a juice, some kind of juice drink for them to drink that day,
sure.
You know, so
sure.
To get that experience.
Do you take about an hour with them each session?
It usually takes about an hour average, you know, anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour, and it depends on the activity, you know, and the time of year, because if it's a really, really, like, say, in May when it's our busiest time of year, like on a Saturday, like before Mother's Day, that activity is usually a little bit shorter, just so we can, you know,
move along.
Yeah, but it depends on the activity.
And each meeting is $3 for the kid.
Well, it depends. We do. We don't, you know, try to make any money on the activity. We just charge what we think it's going to cost us to cover the cost of the material. But a few activities are actually free, and they're all, you know, under $5 most of the time. So, and we do meet out at the Garden Center, which is out on 94 East. It's about a mile and a half out of Murray on the right. And our phone number is 753-4050 if anybody wants to call for more information.
And we meet the first Saturday of every month, typically at 1 o'clock. Every now and then it could possibly change, but typically that's the time we meet.
Is it okay for people to just walk in, or you really would like to know?
If they do walk in, we always do, you know, have enough extra in case we do have walk-ins, because it does happen. But they can always, you know, be on our email list. They can call and give us their email, and we can add them to our Little Sprouts email list. And then we always send a reminder out a week ahead, you know, just reminding them what activity is coming, and if they're interested, you know, to let us know. Because we do like to have a week advance notice, just in case, you know, we have a whole lot of kids show up. We want to make sure we have everything planned out so it won't be chaos.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having us.